everyone. Welcome to Adventures in Podcast Marketing. I'm Tom Alexander with my good friend and co-host Charles Epstein. Hey, Charles.
Hey, Tom. Yes, another white-knuckle, death-defying adventure in podcast marketing. High risk, high reward, as they say.
Yes. Some do things because they're easy. We do them because they are hard.
Very nice, Tom. Pulling an old chestnut from the JFK playbook. Well done. I was a little on edge, but now I'm inspired and ready to go. So thank you very much.
Anytime. Now, I was going to go with something from the Chester Arthur playbook, but last minute I said, nah, we'll go JFK.
Yeah, good call. Millard Fillmore probably wouldn't have been a good solution either. So yes.
No Benjamin Harrison, no Andrew Johnson.
No, certainly not Andrew Johnson.
No.
But in any case, so who's joining us today?
Well, today, Charles, yeah. I'm glad you asked, we'll be speaking with Carlos Cremeri. He is founder and CEO of Curious Check, a full-service digital marketing company. He joins us today, Charles, from Atlanta. Hey, Carlos.
Hey, Tom.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing well. Please say hi to Charles Epstein.
Hey, Charles.
Good to hear from you, Carlos. How's Atlanta today?
Always. It's very hot and humid.
Hotlanta.
Hotlanta.
Please don't
Atlanta
say
in August. Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm sure you've heard that just about a million times before.
I have.
Yes. We'll cue up the Allman Brothers later.
There you go. Carlos, tell us a little bit about Curious Check.
Yeah, sure. Like you said, Curious Check's a digital marketing agency. We actually specialize in SEO, but we also do other growth hacks. We push everything through SEO, like interactive content, video ads, press releases, social media, and sales funnels, and a lot more.
You know, Carlos, when I founded Backbone, a marketing, PR, and business development company in the mid-90s, I'd previously held several senior marketing and PR positions with a number of firms and just decided, you know what, I can do this better. What was the impetus for starting Curious Check? Or put another way, what does Curious Check do better?
Sure, I can answer both. But I know you've probably had past experiences with SEO companies, but I typically have two scenarios. So People either have never started with SEO, they're in the very beginning and they have to start from scratch. Their website, you know, isn't coded at all. It's just the developer just threw in whatever, but they didn't do anything. So I have to educate them through the process. Or my favorite, they've been burned before because they've used a company that simply asked for their keywords. And then they just provide a report at the end of the month. They didn't really tell them what they were doing, what they have to do, the new Google algorithms, what's about to happen in a couple of months. You know, so what we do it completely different. We strategize weekly. We provide digital marketing tactics. We dive deep into their website. We create interactive content, like I said. And we push it all. We also, I think one of the most important things, we fully analyze their top competitors and start finding their backlinks and pretty much finding out where we can actually put the companies depending on the industry.
Yeah, you know, Carlos, put me down firmly in the been burnt before category with SEO. So I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know, the best thing, too, is we provide a full transparency of work history, too. So you see it, literally every link we do, you see, you know, every process we do and why.
That's great. And if you wouldn't mind, share with us two or three of the most common misconceptions about SEO.
Oh, there's a lot. But Tom, so probably the main one, you know, and it's the people that have never even done SEO before is really the one that this misconception. But that SEO is a one time thing. It's definitely not. It's a SEO is a complete process and you have to be consistent. So that's number one. The second one is that internal links don't matter. And, you know, internal links and the anchor text within the internal links are extremely helpful. I mean, look at Wikipedia. Their domain authority is like 99. They're the highest. So internal links are massive. It also helps Google actually understand what pages are connected to what and what keywords are connected where. And the third misconception is that guest blogging doesn't work. And, you know, that actually is completely wrong. If you actually go and guest blog and, you know, websites with decent high domain authority or even good referral traffic, you're going to be getting a ton of targeted traffic your way.
You know, Carlos, a recent article on Entrepreneur made a very strong case for why you should use podcasting in your marketing strategy. Here's an excerpt, quote, "Audio content through the use of podcasting is a powerful content marketing strategy that connects business leaders directly to their consumers in a more intimate way. When your consumers hear a quote unquote voice, they feel more deeply connected to your brand," end quote. Carlos, have you seen more interest in creating branded podcasts and integrating them into the marketing mix?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I see that all the time. More companies are doing it. You said branded podcasts, right?
I did.
Yeah, branded podcasts. But the thing is, they're missing the SEO element. You know, they're not optimizing for SEO at all. So they're just pretty much putting a branded podcast and just kind of throwing it out there, you know. But you got to also tell Google what it's about and tell users, you know, make it easy for the users to figure it out.
Right. Much like this page, if you're listening. And if you are hearing me talk, you are by definition listening. The page that you got this podcast from is exactly what Carlos is talking about.
And there's, you know, I guess I'll throw this in too. There's a couple of ways, you know, I'll throw in a couple of tips too for podcasts. Now you can optimize, you know, the very most important thing is to create a separate page. I mean, you can have a whole directory of podcasts too, but create a separate page for each podcast. You know, use the slug as your keyword to help Google know what it is. Make sure the title and meta descriptions reflect your targeted keywords. But make it look natural too. Don't keyword stuff. Don't do that at all. And one of the most important as well is to at least have 500 words of content so you can actually rank well. Anything under 500 to 300 is not going to rank. And then another important thing, I'll just leave it at this, is supporting content. A lot of people leave this off. So you need like recaps, timestamps where you can just click on it. It takes you right there. Transcripts, key takeaways and stuff like that. Even art, like if you're putting it on YouTube, you want to throw in some sort of art. And you know, that's pretty much it. There's a ton of other tactics, but I can write a book about it, but that's, you know, I don't want to make this a 30-minute thing.
Yeah, when most people think of podcasts, they think of public-facing conversations. If you think of them, let alone use them, to communicate with the workforce where they have the potential to give company leadership a singularly effective way to communicate and maintain a coherent company culture, which is a particular challenge in a post-pandemic world with so much of the workforce working remotely. Right. I mean, how do you move past that within this post-pandemic world?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's an excellent idea for sure. I mean, we've had several companies reach out about that, too, especially now that people are working from home. And I definitely think, you know, how the world's going, we're going to be working more from home. There's going to be a major shift. So we are going to need that for sure.
Yeah. By the way, Carlos, what podcasts do you listen to?
Oh, Charles, my favorite. Don't laugh at me, but I love Joe Rogan and I love Neil Patel.
Well, first of all, why would I laugh? I mean, Joe Rogan, we listen to Joe Rogan. He has a lot of great people on and he's a great interviewer. You know,
he's awesome, man. He asks tough questions.
Yeah. Neil Patel on the marketing front. Very, very interesting. Yeah. Myself, I listen to a broad array. I don't think I have any kind of pattern, but I listen to a whole bunch of podcasts, and I was hoping you'd also say the one that Tom and I co-host, World at Work, Work in Progress. I'm sure that was just a, you know, you were just overwhelmed. Yes. In any case, Tom, I'm curious, in your professional opinion, or just as a listener, what goes into a solid podcast?
You know, listening, number one. I mean, you really have to be a good listener and kind of react in real time, because you'll never know what kinds of questions might come up, something you may not have expected, a line of conversation that you may not have expected. And, of course, you get, you know, from that, great information, entertainment, and enlightenment even on a good day.
Yeah.
So that's always, it's always a good thing. And that's it. You know, if you're doing doing it solo. Now, if you decide you're going to partner up with someone, for the love of God, make sure that partner is Charles Epstein.
Thank you, Tom. Back at you.
Yeah. 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 Absolutely. I'm expecting the check in the mail soon, right, Charles?
Yes. Keep expecting that check in the mail, please.
Yes. Carlos, any final thoughts?
Yeah, sure, Tom. So podcasting, SEO are a natural fit. That's pretty much what we've been talking about here. And to make them both work, you definitely need production expertise, distribution expertise, and a deep level of up-to-date knowledge of Google algorithms, since they, you know, they change constantly, sometimes monthly even. But the payoff can be huge if you get it right. So just always think, if you want to rank on Google, you need to become a resource for people to search on the search engine. And at the same time, make sure Google bots understand it through SEO tactics and code. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Just last thought on my end, and actually speaking with you, Carlos, I've learned quite a bit about SEO. And that's why, as I said, you put me firmly down in the category of people who've been burned, who've had clients who've been burned contrarily, you know, you clearly, and your group clearly knows what they're doing, know what you're talking about. The results, you know, are clearly there. And as far as Google goes, I think, you know, one of the takeaways is, again, speaking with you and your team and seeing the work, the excellent work that you guys do, is that, you know, Google actually is very good at discerning legitimate, helpful, authentic content. And, you know, it's really kind of hard to fake that. You do need to bring the content.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, Carlos, we really appreciate you taking time out of your day to join us here on Adventures in Podcast Marketing. We really appreciate it.
I appreciate it, too. Thanks, guys.
We've been joined today by Carlos Cremeri, founder and CEO of Curious Check, a full digital service marketing company. And Carlos joined us today from Atlanta. And on the bottom of this page, please check out all the links for more information on Carlos and on this program. Thank you so much for listening.